time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good afternoon from Quincy, Illinois. The Northwest Missouri State women set to get back on the game floor after final week was completed this week as Northwest Missouri State women will take on Quincy University in a single game this afternoon along the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, I think the team is really excited, both the men's and women's teams, but especially this women's team getting back on the game floor for about the next month. It's all about basketball.
That it is. You've got a game tonight, another game Wednesday for this women's team, then back to MIAA play next Saturday with Fort Hays State coming to town. But in between that, it's practice, it's basketball, and sleep and eating. That's about all that's going to be involved with the two teams here. Now that finals and classes are out of the way for the next 3 to 4 weeks. So it's going to be a lot of basketball, and hopefully both teams can kind of work on some of the weaknesses they've had and continue to move forward getting into this conference season, which really gets rolling after next week's non-conference matchups at Bearcat Arena. So it's, I think, a critical time for pretty much all of college basketball teams, but in particular both Bearcat men and women here.
Northwest Missouri State women against Quincy University. Our broadcast this afternoon. We'll be back with more from Quincy, Illinois, right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, getting set for an on-conference matchup between the Northwest Missouri State women and Quincy University. The Northwest women coming in with a 3-6 record overall. 3-4 mark for Quincy University. But, John, we've talked about it with Coach Smith. I think you would have a hard time finding a team in the nation playing a tougher start to the schedule than Northwest Missouri State.
We're just going up against teams nationally ranked and teams in the top 10. No doubt about it. You had a couple of top 10 teams last week in Pittsburgh State, which was number 8 at the time, and then Emporia State, number 1 in the nation. Then they've opened up with Northern State as well as Wayne State, and both of those teams nationally ranked. And it is really tough to argue with that right now. And the fact that they're coming in 3-6, they've won really the games they're supposed to win. They played, I think, pretty well against the nationally ranked teams that they've gone up against. And today, facing a Quincy team that's played a pretty tough schedule on their own, primarily an MIAA type of schedule. This will be their fifth game against MIAA opponent. They defeated Missouri Western, but ended up losing to Missouri Southern, Central Missouri, and Lincoln. So, again, Northwest playing a tough schedule. What you hope that will do is really make them battle-tested and sharp for the rest of the season.
Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University, our matchup today. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest Women, Michael Smith. That's right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hills Shopping Center at Belden Frederick and St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in the pregame show before this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University. Joining us now is Northwest women's coach Michael Smith. Coach, it doesn't seem like that long ago. We said you guys had a week before your next game, and here this week has gone by quick. I'm probably sure quicker for the players with finals and everything over the course of the week. But how has it been getting ready for today's non-conference matchup?
Well, you know, we've had just a new outlook on things, the way I look at it. You know, offensively, we've changed some things up around finals, but we've had two or three days of just good practices, I really feel like, good energy. Yesterday's practice in particular, I thought we had great energy, and I really hope we can carry it over into today, because we've got a tough one today on the road, and but I'm anxious to see what we can do, because I think it'll open up our eyes more than anything as far as, you know, it's like Coach Shield and I keep talking about every day, it's time for us to start seeing what we're telling you to do. You know, it's like over and over again we keep saying, hey, just do the little things, do this, and with a couple of them we really have to harp it every day, and it's getting to a point where, you know, it's like, hey, are you not even listening to me? You know, so I really hope that so my challenge, I guess what I'm saying is everything that we've talked about all week going to carry over to today? If so, I can just sit back and enjoy watching this game and watching us have success. And if we're going back to some of the same old bad habits, so you say, then we're going to have a tough time today and really have our work cut out for us.
And when you talk about changes offensively, are we talking just tweaks or major overhauls?
I'd say probably more of a major tweak. How about that? No, I think we simplified our offense a little bit. It's going to allow our post to post. It's going to allow our drivers to drive, and it's going to allow our shooters to shoot. Now we just have to be confident in that. Now again, we're not going to be very good at it just having put in 3 or 4 days of practice. But I think we have an overall concept of what we want to do. And as long as we can build on that today and just work on it and look for those things, then we're having growth like we've talked about before, and then try to prepare. The main thing is if we're feeling pretty good before Hayes comes to town next weekend.
Now, we talked to Shelby Mustaine earlier this week on the coaches' show. She said she likes the changes that she's seen in the offense. Have you kind of gotten that feel from the team in practices?
Yeah, I really have. You know, Ariel's just, she's got a more. I'm starting to see that glow in Ariel again. You know, there for a while we lost it, and don't get me wrong, that kind of happens when you get to take a couple wallops like we did on the road, you know, and then my double A play. So as I said, it's. I told our girls this game today is just a game for us to try and get better at, work hard. Quincy does a great job of shooting threes. We've got to keep them off the long the rebounds. They're going to be long shots, long rebounds. But they're going to, you know, they shoot about 44% from the three as a team. So we've got to challenge shots, and then we've got to be able to go the other way with it and run our offense.
Is this a team that will try to get those outside shots in tradition or in transition, or is it more of a set up and try to get those open looks in the half-court offense?
You know, they'll do a little bit of both. They're probably more of a walk-it-up team this year. Last year, they were more a transition team. They were an NCAA tournament last year, so they have good experience. They have some kids back. So, you know, we're going our another game without Sam, so we're trying a different lineup today as well just to try and find something that works for it. It's not that, you know, we don't have kids that have the ability. We just want to find the right fit with what we've got because, you know, we've got a tough one ahead of us for 40 minutes.
Don't want to put too much weight on a game like this, but it seems like with everything and where you're at and needing confidence, all the little things, this seems like kind of an important game for you today.
Well, it is. You know, again, Matt, this is our 10th game of the season, you know, and so it's, and it comes down to, hey, are we doing the things that we talk about and we preach every day? Are we still doing some of the bad things? I told our guys, I said, if you guys just buy in, you know, and it's not everybody, it's just a few. If you just buy in, I don't want to see you guys fail. You know, I mean, if you just listen to me, I mean, we got a chance to win some games. So it's just coming down to that still. It's unfortunate that we're still fighting that. But 10 games into the season, we need to come out and have some success and have some confidence early.
That's Northwest women's basketball coach Michael Smith. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Veer Toller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services is online at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksniche.com. And from Schreck Auto in Maryville, Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville. Support also comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com. Also from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, getting ready for today's women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University. A look at the starting lineups. First for Quincy and head coach Jenny Garber. Nakia Edom is a 5'7" sophomore out of Romeoville, Illinois, transferred to the program from Murray State. Averages 10 points and 2 rebounds a game. She's hit 12 threes for a team that shoots 43% from three-point range. Carly Betancourt is the leader of this team, a 5'8" senior point guard out of El Dorado Hills, California, transferred to Quincy from Butler Community College. She leads the team in scoring and assists, a tied for the team lead there anyway. Averaging 11 points a game, she has 33 assists this year and also has hit a team-high 15 three-pointers. Kara Gervis is a 5'10" junior out of Cincinnati, Ohio. The forward averages 9 points and 4 rebounds a game. Lauren Gronewald is a 5'9" sophomore guard out of Carthage, Illinois. She averages 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Tori Kuhn rounding out the starting lineup for Quincy University. Kuhn is a 6-foot junior out of right here in Quincy. She did start her career at Lindenwood but has since transferred to the Hawks. Starters for Northwest Missouri State this afternoon, head coach Michael Smith, Bailey Smith in the starting lineup, a 5'6 freshman out of Columbus, Nebraska, averaging 1.2 rebounds a game. Ariel Easton, the 5'9" senior out of South Bend, Indiana, the team leader in scoring and rebounding, averaging 17 points and 6 boards a game. Also has a team-high 17 steals and a team-high 16 threes. Taylor Scholl is a 5'8" junior guard out of Mount Pleasant, Iowa, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game, leads Northwest with 28 assists. Shelby Mustaine coming off a career-high 16 points against Pittsburgh State, averages 5 points and 3 rebounds a game, a 6'2" sophomore out of Jefferson City. Alexandria Blyrock rounds out the starting lineup for Northwest, the 5'8" senior out of Kansas City, Kansas, averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. There are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University. We're back with a tip after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC. Located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at sdjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey this afternoon. And John, while in the MIAA most of the time, the strengths for teams seem to be the inside game. You heard Coach talking about it a little bit ago. The perimeter defense is going to be a big key for the Northwest women against this Quincy team today.
That it will be. Quincy, a very good three-point shooting team, averaging nearly 43% on threes and about just over 8 three-pointers a game. And when they are on from the perimeter, they're a very tough team to beat. Now, on the other hand, they're a team that has been out-rebounded by squads this season. And when they're not getting the shots to fall, the opponent's been getting some rebounds and been able to get some things going because of that. So we'll just have to see how things go. But again, Quincy, a very good outside shooting team right now.
It seems the thing to do in Quincy, Illinois, is to shut the lights off to introduce your starting lineups. The lights have gone out here at Pepsi Arena. Remember about 20 years ago playing high school basketball in Quincy, they did the same thing, shut the lights off to introduce the starters. So must be a Quincy thing, but they're about to introduce the starters for the Hawks. They are playing an intro video here, so we'll be a shade longer before we get basketball underway here. But a key game for this Northwest women's team. Coach talked about putting in some new tweaks, major tweaks, I guess is what he called it, in terms of the offense. But it's an opportunity for us to get a look at that offense. And as we heard from Shelby Mustaine on the coach's show earlier this week, it sounds like it's an offense that the players are really going to take to.
Yeah, it certainly does. Shelby is very happy about the change. And really, she's coming off her best performance of the season last Saturday down at Pittsburgh, Kansas. They are able to get the ball inside to her. She had a career high in scoring with 16 points. And I think that might be one of the reasons they're looking to maybe get the ball to the post players just a little bit more. And if Shelby can continue to sustain that type of effort, that would be very good for the Cats. And also we heard Coach talk about how he liked the attitude Arrow Easton had, where she got off to a great start in the season, but it started a little bit the last couple of games offensively. And it seems like this is something that's going to help her out a little bit too, out on the perimeter. So hopefully it's something that the team will enjoy, the little bit of a change here, and start to have a little bit of success with it. But again, as Coach Smith talked about, one of the things, they haven't really worked on it that long, just a few days in practice, so it's going to be a work in progress, but hopefully they'll have some positive results out of it this afternoon.
Coach Smith hoping for good things against a good opponent like Quincy University, an NCAA team a year ago when Coach Smith was at Truman State. They played Quincy year in and year out, and this is the first of a home-and-home series between these two. Northwest did travel to Quincy last year as well to play them early on in the season, so a good quality Division II opponent that hopefully will help out the Bearcats as the season moves along. The lights are back on here at Pepsi Arena. Northwest out at midcourt awaiting the start of this game as Quincy now breaks their huddle to head to midcourt. And again, Northwest going with Bailey Smith, Ariel Easton, Taylor Scholl, Shelby Mustaine, and Alexandria Blarock as the starting five for this afternoon's matchup. We're ready to go. Shelby Mustaine will step into the center circle across from Tori Kuhn. The official steps in, and the ball in the air. The tip will be controlled by Quincy as they work right to left in this first half. Purvis works it out between the circles left side. Betancourt will run the point over to the left wing. Edom, a three. That's off the front of the rim. The long rebound along the baseline. Tipped around. And we're going to get a held ball out of this. Warren Gronewald, the only Quincy player there amongst Taylor Scholl and Bailey Smith. Held ball. Possession arrow giving it to Northwest Missouri State.
And again, I think we'll see a lot of long rebounds off of misses by Quincy with the long shots they like to take. So Northwest will have to be prepared for that.
Scholl works it to Blarock, top of the key, onto the left side. Smith, she has it on the wing. They'll bring it out top with the dribble. Now expires that dribble. Blarock right wing. Gives it up for Easton. She'll drive to the baseline. Now behind her back with a dribble. Skip across left side, Smith into the corner for Blarock. Blarock looking inside. Crosses over. Drives along the baseline. Double team. Passes tipped. It gets to Smith in the corner. Fakes on a three. Goes on the drive. Three on the shot clock. Shot blocked. Blarock shot blocked away. And a shot clock violation after a couple of blocked shots inside. And Quincy University will take over on the turnover for Northwest.
One thing it looks like early on out of Quincy that we'll see defensively is a very physical team inside.
Betancourt will bring it up the floor for the Hawks. Met at midcourt by Taylor Scholl. Over to the left side. Betancourt dribbles to the wing. Works it out top of the key for Coon. Now onto the right wing. Gervis with it there. Will go inside with a pass. Gronewald tries to square. Kicks it out to the high post for Gervis. Top of the key. Now swings around left side. Betancourt down to the baseline. Lobs it to the free throw line. A jumper put up. No good for Gronewald. And the rebound to Shelby Mustaine for Northwest Missouri State. Scholl will work it ahead to Blaurock on the right side. One dribble for her. Up top for Smith. She'll go back right. This time Easton takes the pass there. Just beyond the arc. Dribbles it. Puts it up top of the key to Scholl. Scholl back to the right now on the block. Gets it to Mustaine. Mustaine hands it for Scholl. Cutting inside. Into the corner. Smith, a three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Long rebound. Chased down by Quincy. Gronewald on the break. One-on-one with Scholl. Layup right side. No good. Rebound tipped. And Mustaine controls it for Northwest. Now the Cats will push it up the floor. Scholl with the crossover. To the high post, down to the free throw line, up with the 15-footer. It's off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Kara Gervis for Quincy. No score, 2 minutes in here in Quincy, Illinois. Betancourt across midcourt, works it over to the right side on the wing for Gronewald. Guarded by Smith, a bounce pass inside to Coon. Coon backs up, takes a 15-footer over Mustaine. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound chased by Blaurock. She's knocked to the floor. Foul call coming against Kara Gervis. That's the first foul of this game. So the Bearcats will have the basketball. Coach Smith hobbling around a bit after a surgery on his knee earlier this week. Calls out the offense as Scholl will bring it across midcourt for Northwest. Out to Smith, over to the left side. Easton open, a three on the way, off the front of the rim. And a long rebound pulled down by Betancourt at the free throw line. Pass ahead to Edom on the right side. Akia Edom with the drive and an illegal screen set by Tori Coon to get her Edom free on that drive. That'll be the first foul against Coon, second team foul against the Hawks. And for Northwest, Alexa Schaaf, a 5'9 freshman out of El Dorado Springs, Missouri, checking into the lineup. Easton to the sideline. 17:29 to play in the first half, still looking for our first points of the game. Scholl brings it across midcourt against Betancourt on the left side to Smith on the wing. Smith looking inside at a couple of cutters. Nothing there. She'll dribble it out between the circles. Pass is tipped away and taken away. Gronewald with the steal. One-on-one with Scholl. The layup is good on the right side for Lauren Gronewald. First points of this game. And Northwest Missouri State down by two with the basketball. Scholl to Blaurock, top of the key. Down low to Mustaine. Shot off the glass too strong. Rebound by Coon on the backside. Coon needed help defensively to get that stop. Now on the left, Gervis steps back, takes a three, grazes the front of the rim. Smith there for the rebound for Northwest. She'll bring it up the floor, down the right side of the lane, all the way to the basket, and a whistle. The ball came loose. It was caught by Gervis. She was on the baseline, so Northwest will keep possession. And now Ariel Easton back into the ball game. Tanya Meyer checks in for her first action for Northwest, along with Timber Schekinger. Schekinger started the last game for the Cats, but has shown so far this year she is much more comfortable playing off the bench, and that's the way she will be this week.
And I think they really would like to see some of the things that we see out of her in practice out on the game floor. She's a lot more relaxed during the practice sessions and really plays great then, and they'd like to see some of that transfer out here.
Scholl with it in the left corner. Dribbles with it up towards the top of the key, over to Schaaf right side, in the corner for Schekinger. Gets it up to Scholl. Beyond the arc. Works it on the right side of the floor with the dribble. Backing down. Gets it out to Meyer near the corner. Meyer with a couple of dribbles with the crossover into the lane. Spins. Goes up with the shot. That's off the front of the rim. And the rebound inside for Quincy as Gronewald came out of there with it. Gives it to the point guard Betancourt. 16:09 to play in the first half. A 2-0 lead for Quincy. On to the left side. On the wing is Coon. Coon with one dribble inside, cutting to the basket. The layup good for Lauren Gronewald. She has all 4 points that have been scored in this game. That's the lead for Quincy as Taylor Scholl brings it up the floor for Northwest Missouri State. Top of the key, Schekinger dribbles with it there, sliding to the right. Gets it into the corner for Schaaf. Schaaf holding on to it, looks at Easton, gets it to her on the cut, down to the baseline. Shot in the paint, too strong, partially blocked. And the rebound for Gronewald on the backside for Quincy. Betancourt now with it. Nearly lost the dribble on the right side, but gains control on the wing. Long bounce pass goes inside. The shot blocked away by Coon. Coon couldn't get it to go, and the rebound for Northwest. Schaaf gets it out to Scholl. Scholl on the left wing goes on the drive. Skips a pass out right. Schekinger with a three off the front of the rim. Long rebound picked up by Gronewald for Quincy. Outlet will go over to the right side. Still a 4-0 game. Quincy with the lead. Out top of the key, Betancourt. Works right side. A three on the way from Carly Beebe. That no good. Timber Schechinger with the rebound for Northwest. Guess a positive note. Quincy University, a team that scores 77 points a game, with just four so far through the first five-plus minutes.
Both teams really struggling offensively. Northwest right now, 0 of 9 from the field.
And a screen out top. Tanya Meyer trying to set a screen on Nakia Edom. Edom called for the foul. That'll be her first. Team's third. And it brings us to our first timeout. 14:43 to play in the first half. 4-0. Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University. Our wins match up this afternoon, 4-0. Quincy with the lead over Northwest. John Katz playing well defensively, but you can tell there's a little bit of adjustment going on the offensive end.
Yeah, there is, and a little bit of titteriness, I think, in some of the sets they're trying to run, but also I think Quincy's been playing some pretty good defense on their own, making the shots at Northwest take a little bit tougher, too, so I think it's kind of a combination of those things that's really hurting Northwest offensively.
Morgan Walker into the lineup for Northwest. She's got the ball on the right side into the corner for Easton. Easton brings it up to the wing with the dribble. Now we'll work at the top of the key. Schechinger, she's on a drive with the ball. Up, shot good. And Schechinger draws a foul. She'll get a three-point play opportunity for Northwest. The foul on Lauren Gronewald is her first. All four fouls called in this game have gone on Quincy. And Schechinger took it to the hole with authority and benefits with a three-point play opportunity. Free throw is on the way and good. So she converts. That's the first 3 points of the game for Northwest. It's a 4-3 lead for Quincy. And now we've got stoppage of play here. 14:25 to play. The official was looking up at the scoreboard but didn't make any changes. And an inbound coming for the Hawks. Sierra Young, who checked in during the last timeout, inbounds the ball to Edom. She'll work it on the left side. Annika Webster brings it out top of the key. Now between the circles for Beebe. Over to the right side, Edom. Edom holding on to it there. Now works it out to Gronewald. She's at the top of the key, guarded by Schechinger. On to the left side, Young. Young will work at top of the key for Webster. Webster with 7 on the shot clock. Kicks it right corner. Beebe out top of the key. Shot fake, Edom. She's on the drive. Underhanded layup off the glass. Good for Nakia Edom. Her first points, and it's a 6-3 lead for Quincy. Scholl across midcourt with a pass left side for Easton. Easton goes on the drive over to the right. Meyer steps back, 15-footer. Good for Tanya Meyer. Meyer with her first points, back to a one-point game. 6-5 the lead for Quincy. As Edom walks it across midcourt, works it over to the right side for Young. Young down to the corner, a drive now for Webster. Webster went up, came back down with the basketball, and got called for the travel. Turnover will give it back to Northwest Missouri State as Elizabeth Finn, the 5'7 freshman out of Bettendorf, Iowa, checks in for Northwest.
Even though Northwest has been struggling a bit offensively, they really haven't let it affect them on the defensive side, playing very good aggressive defense and doing a good job getting to the boards and getting some of those missed shots out of Quincy.
Megan Weinstreier, a redshirt freshman out of Ukawville, Illinois, checks in for Quincy. Now pass inside to Meyer, taken away from the backside as Weinstreier gets the steal. And up the court, a long pass nearly taken by Morgan Walker, but she at least knocked Carly Beebe off balance. Beebe lost control of the ball, and Northwest up with it. Finn will work it inside to Meyer. Meyer goes through the lane and hits the shot. Bearcats with their first lead of the game. Tanya Meyer with 4, 7-6, Northwest Missouri State up. Across the timeline, Young left side. Bounce pass over to the right side for Reinstreyer. Down to the baseline. On the drive. Shot up. No good for Beebe, but a foul will send her to the free throw line. She'll get two opportunities there. Foul on Timber Schechinger is the first against Northwest in this game. We've got 12:49 to play in the first half. Shelby Mustaine and Ashley Ginther getting set to check in for the Bearcats, along with Bailey Smith. They'll get in after the first of two free throws from Carly Beebe. The first one in and out. Beebe, a 68% free throw shooter. Despite shooting 43% from three-point range, Quincy as a team just 69% shooting at the free throw line.
You know, you see that probably more than coaches would like to see. Sometimes I think the players just concentrate too much on that three-point shot and don't spend the time at the line that they need to.
And Beebe hits the second free throw, so she got one of two. Ties it at 7, 12:45 to play in the first half. Ginther works at left side for Northwest Missouri State. Easton will go on a drive. She's bumped as she tried to go up with the shot. I believe they'll call the foul on the floor, though. Carly Beebe called for her first, team's fifth. And an inbound for Northwest on the baseline left as Finn steps out to trigger it in. 7-7 game. On to the left side, Smith steps up, takes a three. Nope, just inside the arc, so it is a long two. But Bailey Smith hits the shot. Bearcats back on top. 9-7 lead for Northwest. Over to the right side, on the wing is Weinsteyer. Gets it down on the block for Aaron Menemeyer. Menemeyer works it over to the left side on the wing, Young. Goes over toward the corner, cut off, brings it back up the left sideline. Now tries to drive. Pass into the corner, shot fake by Gervis. Takes a couple of dribbles, 10-footer is good for Kara Gervis. Her first points, ties it at 9, just over 12 minutes to play in the first half. Finn over to the right side, gets it for Smith. Smith holding on to it on the wing. Now out to Easton between the circles. Easton will drive down to the baseline. Stops, jumper from 10. Good for Ariel Easton. First points for Easton. Bearcats back up by 2. Quincy with the basketball over on the right side. Weinstreyer gets it into the corner. Drive along the baseline by Gervis. Knocked away by Easton, but it goes out of bounds. And Quincy will inbound. Taylor Scholl back in for Northwest. Carly Betancourt back onto the floor for Quincy. Betancourt steps out. She'll inbound on the baseline right. Hooking in the lane. Bounce pass to Gerbis. Quick layup. In and out won't go. Mustaine comes across the lane to get the rebound for Northwest. Scholl takes the outlet. Brings it top of the key for Ginther. Now onto the left side, Easton. To Smith. She'll work it over to the right side, Scholl. Scholl at the top of the key, puts it on the floor. On to the left wing for Smith. Looking inside, nothing there to Ginther, top of the key. Ginther looks in at a couple of cutters. She can't find anybody. Now lobs down for Mustaine, overthrows the pass. It goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Quincy as Alexandria Blarock will check back in for Northwest. Ginther to the sideline. And Nakia Edom back in for Quincy. 11-9, Northwest Missouri State's lead. Now Betancourt on the drive on the left side, bumped by Taylor Scholl. Scholl will be called for her first foul, just the second team foul. Ooh, and they're going to, that's an NBA continuation there. As Betancourt is going to be given a couple of free throws here. That bump well away from the bucket in the shot attempt by Betancourt. And the first of two free throws is good.
I think Betancourt's been a lot like Timber Schechinger for Northwest, a player that's really played well coming off the bench. This is just her second start of the season, but her number's really the best of anyone on the team for Quincy.
And she hits both free throws, her first 2 points. Ties the game at 11. That's what Betancourt averages scoring-wise on the year. Northwest Missouri State with it. We'll go inside 11 minutes to play in the first half. Easton on the left side. Gets it over to the right, Blarock. She tries to drive, cut off, kicks it out to Scholl left wing. Scholl puts it on the floor. Kicks it over right. Blarock on the drive through a double team, draws a foul. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. The foul call against Kara Gervis. That'll be the second on Gervis. 16 foul against Quincy. And Blarock to the free throw line where she is 3 of 6 on the season. 10:41 to go in the first half. Score tied at 11. Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University in a women's matchup. Just a single game today. Free throw for Blarock is good. First point of the ball game for the senior out of Kansas City, Kansas. Monica Webster back in for Quincy University along with Tori Kuhn. And a second free throw by Blaurock is off the right side of the rim. And the rebound tip. Blaurock nearly got down to it, but lost a handle on it on the baseline. And Quincy will inbound. Bearcats up by one. 10:39 to go in the first half. Betancourt will be met at the midcourt stripe by Scholl. Now screen out top. Scholl around it. Catches up to the top of the key. The pass for Kuhn. On to the left side, Edom. Edom will bring it out between the circles. Guarded by Easton. Now to the right corner. Betancourt gets it down inside. The ball thrown away. Saved inbounds by Gervis. Right to Blaurock. Blaurock will get it out to Scholl. Cross midcourt with the dribble to the right side. Bounce pass into Mustaine. Shot off the glass. Good for Shelby Mustaine. That was one of those quick entry passes and quick shots that helped get her 16 points against Pitt last week. And it's a 14-11 lead for Northwest. 10 minutes to play in the first half. Quincy with the basketball. Out top of the key, Betancourt steps back, takes a three. It's off the right side of the rim. Rebound inside. Blaurock really doing a good job fighting off Annika Webster for that board. Gets the outlet to Scholl. Ahead to Smith. Down to the baseline with the dribble. Blaurock top of the key. Over to the right side. Easton on the drive into a triple team. Shot no good. Rebound tipped by Mustaine to Smith. Eight-footer off the front of the rim. This time Quincy out of there with the basketball. Webster will outlet to Betancourt. She'll lob a pass inside. The overthrow goes off the hand of Kuhn. Mustaine comes down with it for Northwest. Scholl driving to the baseline. Kick into the corner. Smith will take a three. It's off the front of the rim. Mustaine with a rebound. Tried to go back up with it. Draws a foul, and she'll get to the free throw line for two. A foul call against Annika Webster will be her first. Team seventh, and Mustaine's free throws will come after a timeout. Northwest Missouri State with a 14-11 lead over Quincy University, 9:18 to play in the first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, the Northwest Missouri State women with a 14-11 lead over Quincy, 9:18 to play in the first half. John, during the last break, we talked about how Northwest looked like they needed to get a little more comfortable with the new offense. Well, over the last 5 minutes, they looked comfortable.
Yeah, they came out of that. And I think one of the biggest differences, instead of being tentative with some of their cuts away from the ball and even with the ball there, they've really come out, been a lot more aggressive and a lot more confident, and it's resulted in some better looks at the bucket.
Shelby Mustaine at the free throw line coming out of the break. Misses the first. She's now 1 of 8 on the season. That's her first attempt this afternoon. She'll get a second opportunity. And that one is good. So she hit one of the two there. 3 points for Mustaine. She'll come to the sideline. Tanya Meyer will check in for the Bearcats. Northwest with their biggest lead of the game. 15-11. 9:15 to play in the first half. Betancourt across the timeline for Quincy. Over to the left side, down the lane she goes to the baseline. Kicks it into the right corner. A three on the way from Weinsteyer. That's no good. Rebound for Scholl on the backside. She'll push it up the floor. Cross the timeline, crosses over, working against Betancourt. Down to the baseline, into Meyer. Meyer with a dribble. Kick out. Blaurock, 15-footer, rattles out. And the rebound for Quincy. Annika Webster out of there with it for the Hawks. Webster on the left wing with the ball. Brings it out between the circles. Now tries to get it high post. Does for Kuhn. Kuhn into the lane. Cutting through. Edom. Nakia Edom hits the layup on the left side. That's four for Edom. And it's a 15-13 game. Northwest Missouri State with a lead. Bearcats with the basketball. Blaurock left side. Over to Walker. Now inside to Blaurock. Takes a dribble. Kicks it out to Smith. Top of the key for Meyer. Up with a 17-footer. Good. Tanya Meyer knocks down the long-range jumper. 6 points for Meyer, and it's a 17-13 game for the Cats. Betancourt brings it up the floor for Quincy. Met at midcourt by Scholl. Crosses over, gets a screen. Trying to drive, cut off. Now down to the baseline left. Jumper from Webster, no good. Rebound on the backside, tipped by Scholl. Meyer tips it out, and it's loose on the wing. Picked up by Betancourt. Top of the key three. Weinstreier off the front of the rim. And a rebound inside for Quincy. Another try. Betancourt, right side three. That one is good. 16th three of the season for Betancourt. First field goal of this game. She has 5 points, and it's a one-point game. Northwest Missouri State on top. Scholl works it to Blaurock. Blaurock top of the key, over to the right for Smith. In the corner, Scholl, a three on the way, rattles out. Rebound inside, and coming out of there with it, Kuhn fought off two Bearcats for that board. Gets the outlet while she falls down on the fast break. A pass to Weinstreier. She hits the layup, and a timeout for Northwest Missouri State. 18-17 now. The lead for Quincy was 7:26 to play in the first half, and it's amazing how quickly momentum can turn in this game.
That it is. Quincy getting some buckets off the transition that last time. Coach Smith not happy with the way his team got back on defense, and gave up an easy look at the bucket, and that resulted in the quick timeout here, and Coach Smith trying to change momentum just a little bit.
7:26 to play in the first half. It's an 18-17 lead for Quincy. Quincy scored 5 straight points here coming out of that last timeout. Northwest Missouri State will have the basketball. Timber Schechinger, Elizabeth Finn, Ariel Easton, Morgan Walker, and Tanya Meyer in the lineup as 4 new Bearcats checked in during that timeout. Meyer the only one staying on the floor. And it looks like Nia Roth, a sophomore out of Florissant, Missouri, checking in for the first time this afternoon for Quincy. Now into the left corner, Schechinger with it, brings it up to Finn on the wing. Top of the key for Easton, tried to go inside to Meyer, and Meyer fouled from behind as the pass came in. Annika Webster called for her second. It's the 8th team foul, so Tanya Meyer to the line for a 1-1 for Northwest. Meyer 18 of 22 at the line so far this year. Front end of the 1-1 for Meyer, who has 6 points already. Good. So she'll get a second opportunity. Now with 7 points in the early going. 7:13 to play in the first half. Score tied at 18. Second free throw for Meyer, also good. So she hits both. 8 now for Meyer. Bearcats back up by 1. Quincy University with a basketball. Betancourt across the timeline. Picked up by Finn. Working it on the right side of the floor. Drives, spins, kicks it out top of the key. Grunwald goes left side for Edom. Edom brings it to the top. Works it over to the right for Betancourt. She'll bring it to the free throw line with a dribble. Into the left corner, Roth. Top of the key, Edom. She's on a drive. Down to the baseline left. Gets it for Webster. Couple of dribbles. Left wing, Roth. A three on the way is good for Nia Roth. First points today, just her 5th 3 of the season, and it's a 2-point lead for Quincy. Finn across the timeline to the left side for Easton. Now to the corner. Schechinger gets it up to Finn. Top of the key, Walker. Over to the right side for Easton. Easton will bring it up to Finn. Down to the right corner, Schechinger. Schechinger with a dribble to Finn on the right wing. She drives with it, tries to go into Meyer. It's knocked away. Betancourt up with a loose ball. Schechinger dives, tried to knock it away. Did, but Quincy comes out of there with it. Grunwald across the timeline to Edom. Now to Betancourt. Looks inside. Gets it to Webster posting up. She squares up. Takes a dribble. Kicks it out right side. 3 seconds in the lane. Turnover will give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 6:06 to play in the first half. And Quincy University up by 2.
Largest lead either team's had in this game has been 4. It's been a game which both teams got off to a slow start offensively. Heated up just a little bit. And right now, kind of going at it back and forth here a little bit with Quincy. A little bit of momentum right now, but it's been a close one up to this point.
Aaron Menemeyer back into the game for Quincy, a 6'2 junior for the Hawks. Walker with it on the left wing. Hands it for Easton. Easton over to the right side. Finn. Finn back to Easton. Up top. She'll take a three. That one hits the front of the rim. And then on the rebound and over the back by Shelby Mustaine. That'll be the first foul on Mustaine. 13 foul against Northwest. And Quincy will have it with 5:46 to play in the first half. Betancourt calls out the offense from the backcourt. Met at the stripe by Finn. Gets it to the high post left for Grunwald. Out to the right, Betancourt takes a three from the wing, and it's good. They're starting to heat up after being ice cold early on. Betancourt now with a couple of threes. She has 8 points. 24-19, the lead for Quincy. Easton between the circles left. Now back over to the right. Finn with it on the wing. Looks in at Schechinger. Now over to Walker, left side. In the corner, out to Easton on the wing. Looked in at Mustaine, not there, to Finn. Finn will try the drive. Leaves it out for Schechinger. Schechinger to the free throw line, through the lane, bumped up with the shot, got it to go. Second time we've seen Kember with a nice strong drive on the left side. She has 5 points. 24-21, the lead for Quincy University. Hawks have hit a couple of threes here over the last minute or so. Onto the right side. Cronwall with the drive to the free throw line. 15-footer off the front of the rim. Schechinger with a rebound for Northwest. Gives it out to Finn. Finn with a long pass ahead to Mustaine. Knocked away by Edom. Mustaine able to tip it back out to Finn. Finn will back up. Dribble over to the right side on the wing. Now top of the key for Easton. Fakes on the shot. Tries to drive. Into the corner, Finn. Finn with the drive. Into the lane. Tried to get it to Walker. Cutting through. It's through her hands. Picked up by Quincy. Grunewald over to the left side. Roth. Roth back to Grunewald. Shot off the glass. Good for Lauren Grunewald. 6 for Grunewald. Back to a 5-point lead for Quincy. 4:15 to play in the first half. Finn will bring it across midcourt. Over to the left side for Walker near the sideline. Into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger off balance. Gets it back to Finn. Finn to the top of the key. Easton. Easton dribbles over to the right, wants to drive with it. Now a double dribble called against Daryl Easton, who wanted a tip call by Nia Roth, but won't go her way, and it brings us to a timeout. 26-21, Quincy University with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. 3:57 to play in the first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Renfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
In Quincy, Illinois, 26-21. Quincy with a lead over Northwest Missouri State's women. 3:57 to play in the first half. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Quincy with the ball coming out of the timeout. Betancourt brings it across the timeline. Taylor Scholl meets her there in the center circle. Now at the top of the key, Roth works it over to the right side on the wing for Beebe. Back to Betancourt between the circles. Betancourt with the long entry pass to Menemeyer. Menemeyer got away with the travel, and Mustaine gets called with a block. That'll be the second on Shelby Mustaine. Fourth team foul against the Bearcats, and an inbound coming on the baseline right.
Yeah, one of the things we were looking at during that last timeout, you mentioned about the play on the three-point shots by Quincy that Northwest had to watch for. It's really been the inside game that's hurt Northwest so far. Quincy with 12 points in the paint.
And a quick entry pass and a three from the right corner. No good for Nia Roth. And then on the rebound, Northwest got position, and a foul call against Carly Beebe will be the second. Ninth team foul, and Timber Schechinger will get an opportunity at the free throw line for the Cats.
One of the reasons Northwest is in this game, on the other hand, is a play off the bench. Northwest with 13 points from bench players, and Timber, one of those, giving the team a lift off the bench.
Schechinger with five already. Has a chance to add a couple more here. A one-and-one opportunity for Timber Schechinger. Run into the one-and-one is good. So she's hit both free throw attempts she's had so far in this game. 3:34 to play in the first half, a 26-22 lead for Quincy. Second free throw is good, so Schechinger hits them both. She now has seven, and it's a three-point game. Quincy University with the lead in the basketball. On to the left side. Out on the wing is Beebe. She brings it top of the key, gets the screen, goes on the drive. The runner in the lane, good for Carly Beebe. That's three for Beebe. Back to a five-point lead for Quincy. Scholl between the circles. Over to the right side, Easton on the sideline. Out of the baseline for Maggie Marnin. Skip across left wing Smith. Into the corner for Easton. Easton double team, gets it up to Scholl. Left wing, long three. That's off the right side of the rim. Rebound, Schechinger, and the follow good for Timber Schechinger. That's nine for Schechinger. 28-25, Quincy with the lead in the basketball. 2:51 to play in the first half. Betancourt on the right wing. Gets a screen out top. Scholl gets around it. Over to the right side for Roth. Roth inside. Minnemeyer. Kick out. Betancourt right wing. Skip across to the left side. Grunewald. Couple of dribbles. Tried to go to Minnemeyer. She bobbled it. Bailey Smith goes down. Gets a hold of it. Minnemeyer has a hold of it. Held ball. Possession arrow will give it to Quincy. So the Hawks will inbound on the baseline right. Now a timeout for Quincy University head coach Jenny Garber. I think Garber seeing play get a little bit of sloppy. We've kind of, after the very slow start, seen some swings back and forth in this game.
Yeah, we have, and it's been interesting to see how, at one point, Quincy is getting some good points off of transition, off of missed buckets by Northwest. Then Northwest was able to make a couple changes, and once Northwest got the offense going a little bit, some of that transition disappeared out of Quincy, and they've been running some half-court offense, and that's really struggled a little bit for Quincy there and trying to set up things and get some outside shots going. But when Quincy's in the transition, they've been very successful so far, and hopefully Northwest can find a way to slow that down just a bit.
Quincy will inbound the ball, baseline right. Coming out of the break is Carly Betancourt. Will step out to trigger it in. Maggie Martin right in front of her defensively. Betancourt looking, now gets it in to Beebe, cutting down the lane, and Beebe draws a foul. She tried to go up with a layup. A foul call against Ariel Easton. That'll be her first, team's fifth. And Beebe to the free throw line for two. She is one of two from there so far today. 68% shooter on the season. First of the two here is good. 4 points for Carly Beebe. A junior out of Vermont, Illinois, averages 7 points a game for the Hawks. Second free throw on the way, and that one is good as well. So she's 3 of 4 at the line today, and it's a 5-point lead. Full court pressure now from Quincy, caught Northwest off guard. An overthrown pass from Taylor Scholl to Bailey Smith sails out of bounds, and Quincy will get it right back. Betancourt picked up by Scholl between the circles, dribbles over to the right side, gets a screen from Minnemeyer, and now a foul call, and this comes against Taylor Scholl, who tried to fight over the top of the screen and got her hands on the hip of Betancourt. That will be the second on Taylor Scholl. Sixth team foul against Northwest. Quincy will inbound with 2:24 to play in the first half. Out near the center circle is Grunewald. Over to the left side, Beebe on the drive. Goes up with a shot, collided with Maggie Marnin, and Marnin about a step late getting there, trying to take the charge. Called for her first. Team seventh, and Beebe right back to the free throw line for two.
Tough situation where Ariel just out on the perimeter, overplayed just a little bit, and Beebe able to beat her. And it took a situation there where Martin had come over on the help side and stopped that layup.
Beebe hits the first free throw, six for her. Tanya Meyer back in, taking the place of Martin. Taylor Scholl comes to the sideline as Elizabeth Finn checks back in for Northwest. Second free throw for Beebe is good. Seven now for Carly Beebe. Full court pressure again from Quincy. Finn gets it back to Schechinger. Trying to avoid a double team with the dribble. Needing to make some progress. And now Coach Smith forced to call a timeout. Northwest looking a little confused on the two possessions where Quincy jumped into the full court pressure. So Coach Smith wants to slow him down, have a quick word with him. 2:08 to play in the first half here. 32-25, the lead for Quincy University.
Eighth turnover of the game for Northwest. And again, two of them coming in a short span of time here just off that full-court pressure. And again, as you mentioned, Matt, Northwest really not adjusting to that press right at the moment. Hopefully the timeout here will give them a chance to focus on what they need to do with the inbound.
And more full-court pressure here from Quincy coming out of the timeout. Finn and Smith will look to get open here as Ariel Easton will inbound the basketball for the Cats. 2:08 to go in the first half. 32-25 the lead for Quincy. The inbound comes to Finn. Finn will hand it for Easton, and Easton will bring it up against Betancourt across the timeline. Double team comes her way. She dribbles around it down to the baseline. Now over to Smith. Left wing three on the way. Too strong. Easton tipping the rebound, and she was pushed underneath as she went up for it. The foul against Nia Roth will be her first. 10th team foul, so two opportunities at the free throw line for Ariel Easton. First trip to the line for Easton. She's 20 of 35. It's good for 57% on the season for Easton. And now two officials coming together here about the foul call and how many free throw attempts. One official says it's a double bonus. So it's two free throws. First for Easton is up, and that one no good. Cats struggling from the free throw line as a team this season as well, shooting just 64% from the free throw line. The second one no good for Easton, and Menemeyer with the rebound for Quincy. And a long outlet goes ahead to Roth, who got behind the defense. She hits the layup. That's five for Nia Roth. Biggest lead of the game for either team at 9 points now for Quincy. Finn on the right side gives it to Easton. Easton into the corner, Schechinger. Schechinger out to the right wing for Smith. Looked in at Meyer. Instead, top of the key for Finn. She goes on a drive. Ball knocked away from behind. And an inbound coming for Northwest. Baseline left as Morgan Walker checks back in for Northwest Missouri State. Smith to the sideline. 34-25 the lead for Quincy. Finn's inbound comes out to Easton. Top of the key. Crossover. Brings it to the right side. Now to the left. Schechinger will take a three. That one too strong. And Betancourt with the rebound for Quincy. 1:18 to go in the first half. Betancourt with it out near the center circle. Picked up by Finn. Finn trying to keep her on the right side of the floor. Pass to the wing that way. Goes to Roth. Top of the key, Menemeyer. On to the left side for Beebe. She's got it on the wing. Top of the key pass goes to Gronewald. Over to the left side, Beebe. Under a minute to play in the half. Beebe on the drive. Picks up the dribble. Cut off by Easton. Brings it out left wing for Gronewald. Three on the shot clock. Gronewald spins. Has the ball knocked away. Shot clock violation. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back.
Elizabeth Finn doing a good job by knocking that shot away.
49 seconds to play in the first half. The Bearcats are down 34-25. Across midcourt comes Elizabeth Finn. Works it to Walker between the circles left. Walker will bring it over to the right side for Ariel Easton. One dribble for her. On to the left, Schechinger. Schechinger on the drive through a double team. Shot off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. That's 11 first half points for Schechinger. 34-27 the lead for Quincy. Betancourt across the timeline. Works it over to the left side on the wing for Beebe. Knocked away by Easton. Beebe will pick it up. Now gets it out between the circles. Gronewald. Picked up by Schechinger. Gronewald. Gives it to Betancourt, sets a screen. Betancourt on the left side, expires the dribble. Now on a backdoor cut to Beebe, shot partially blocked away. Menemeyer with a rebound on the backside, spins, trying to get through a double team, and a foul call will get Menemeyer to the free throw line. Timber Schechinger picks up her second for Northwest.
Fell on the floor there after the whistle blew. She was able to get that shot and muscle it up and in, but fortunately the foul before the shot.
Front end of the 1-1 is good for Aaron Menemeyer. She's now 5 of 5 on the season from the free throw line. And we'll get one more attempt here. That free throw is up, and that rattles out. Schechinger with the rebound for Northwest, and a long three-quarter court shot of the buzzer short for Ariel Easton. So at the half, it's a 35-27 game. Quincy University with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from Quincy, Illinois in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Missouri State women trailing Quincy University 35-27 at the half. And, John, one of the things we heard Coach Smith talk about in the pregame is about how he just needs to get the players to trust what they're doing and what they're trying to do on the floor. And I think especially with this new offense, we saw some spurts there where they see that it can work and it will work. It's just a matter of getting it consistent.
Yeah, and it's going to take a little while. They've only started to implement this during this past week in practice, and they had good results in practice, and I think at times some good results in the first half. One of the big keys was when they came out of a timeout with Timber Schechinger out front. She's able to drive the lane and get a good bucket and get a chance to get to the free throw line. We've seen, I think, on three different occasions or with a strong drive to the bucket, and as that continues on, that's going to free up some things out on the perimeter when they get that entry pass in and then kick it back out. So hopefully they'll be able to see some more improvement in that as the second half goes along. But both teams really opened up cold from the field, and then Northwest is able to come back at one point, have a four-point lead before Quincy now up by nine here at half. But really, from an offensive standpoint for Northwest, it's just going to take a while to try to see some of the positive results they've seen in practice out here on the floor.
And one thing, too, with today and then next Wednesday's game, a couple of important games in the fact that they did make these changes and a chance to kind of get them, I guess, implemented in game situations before getting back to MIAA play.
And once you get back to MIAA play, it's going to be tough. So, again, a good opportunity here today. I guess a very good Quincy team and a team that, to a certain degree, you can almost call an MIAA squad. They played. This is the fifth MIAA team that Quincy has played, so they're kind of having a non-conference swing against the MIAA, and they've had mixed results with that and went over Missouri Western and then losses and some pretty good games, though, to Lincoln. They played Missouri Southern and Central Missouri as well, so they played some good teams out of the conference, but again, Northwest, they just need the time on the floor and just time to work on things, and that's what they're getting here this afternoon.
Northwest Missouri State women trailing at the half, 35-27 to Quincy University. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Quincy, Illinois, right after this 90-second timeout. We're back after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog, Vaccaro and Herzog RE/MAX First Choice, specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Out at Bearcat Arena, or excuse me, Quincy, Illinois. We'll be back at Bearcat Arena next week for a couple of ball games. But the Northwest Missouri State women right now trailing Quincy 35-27 here at the half. And John, a little bit longer of a layoff for the Bearcat men. They also coming off a close loss to Pittsburgh State last week. And unfortunate that they do have a little bit longer of a break, because I know that's a team that's itching to get back out on the floor after that loss.
Yeah, I know that's the case. And again, that was one of those games where they had some good things happen, but they just fell behind by 10 there in the second half after being up by 8 in the first. They fought their way back, had a brief 2-point lead down the stretch, only to see a Pitt knock down the winner with just over 7 seconds left. And Northwest had a pretty good look at the bucket there at the end, but just couldn't get the shot to fall. But a tough loss at a tough place to play. You kind of like to see when you're that close in a game against the Gorillas in Pitt to come away with a win, because wins sometimes are few and far between at John Lance Arena. But I think they feel that maybe one got away from them down there. But again, they've been working on just trying to play with some emotion this week, I think, during practice, and get that out onto the floor as well. And then we've got a matchup Tuesday night with Iowa Wesleyan, non-conference game there, and then heads back to the conference for the Northwest men in a pretty tough matchup with Fort A State next Saturday afternoon at Bearcat Arena. And but again, I think they're using this time just to try to fine-tune some of the things that has been going well for them up to this point in the season, and just gear up for the big part of the season coming up next Saturday.
I think the biggest thing that we have seen and or learned through the first set of games for Northwest is it's an exciting young group of players. Yeah, there's some key players back that played last year, but I think Bearcat fans have really been impressed with what they've seen out of the freshmen and sophomores for the Cats.
It's a fun group to watch, and we haven't heard a lot of people talk about Deshaun Cooper right now. I mean, Deshaun was a great point guard for the Bearcats who graduated last season. Justin Pitts come in. He's a redshirt freshman, and he's, again, there's going to be some things that he's going to have to learn as he goes through here, but he's really played with a lot of composure and done a lot of good things out of that point guard spot, and also adding a lot of offense to it as well. So I think Justin Pitts really has stepped in a position that could have been a very tough position to try to fill with Cooper leaving to graduation, but Pitts has really stepped in and done a good job there. We're seeing a play out of Connor Crooker, who's now at a junior, but he's really stepped up his game, particularly on the defensive side, coming up with some key steals and doing a good job on defense as well as what he's able to do offensively. We talked to him Thursday night on the coaches show, and he's still wanting to get some things rolling with the offense, although he had a good game against Pittsburgh State. But I think some good things are ahead for him. You look at players like Grant Kozad. He's going to be in a position this year where he's more of a dependent on more inside than what he was in the past couple years coming off the bench. So you got some guys taking over some leadership roles that have really done a good job. And then, as you say, some of the young players coming into this program making a difference. And I think it's going to be a team that's going to be fun to watch the rest of the season. And really, it's a team that maybe, as Coach McCollum has talked about, a little bit ahead of where he thought they would be at this point in the year. So hopefully that bodes well for what we'll see out of them the rest of the way.
And you really have to be ahead of where you think you're going to be if you're going to succeed in the MIAA.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They had a very good win against Emporia State at Emporia State. And then, again, that tough loss last Saturday, which ended a six-game winning streak after dropping their first game of the year. So hopefully they can get back on a Tuesday, start another winning streak rolling, and keep that streak rolling through the conference. But it's going to be tough. There's going to be some teams at the top of conference with a few losses this year, and I think it's going to be fun to see how things play out as this year goes along.
Northwest Missouri State men, again, and we'll be back at Bearcat Arena next week on Tuesday evening. The Bearcat women will also be returning home next week as well. But right now in Quincy, Illinois, the Northwest women down 35-27 at the half. We'll take a timeout, come back and look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis' services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Back at Pepsi Arena in Quincy, Illinois, the Northwest women trailing Quincy University 35-27 here at the half. Quick check of some of the numbers from the first half for the Bearcats. Leading the way in scoring was Timber Schechinger. She had 11 points in the first half. Matter of fact, the only player for either team in double-digit scoring. She also had a team-high 5 rebounds. It was 4 of 6 from the field. Her only 2 misses came from outside the arc and 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 8 first half points for Tanya Meyer. Both Meyer and Schechinger coming off the bench for the Bearcats this afternoon. Shelby Mustaine with 3 points and 4 rebounds out of the first half. A couple of points apiece for Bailey Smith and Ariel Easton. And a point for Alexandria Blaurock, going 1 of 2 at the free throw line. On the other side for Quincy, 8 points out of Carly Betancourt leads the way for them. 7 points off the bench for Carly Beebe. She was 5 of 6 at the free throw line to get most of her points in that first half. 5 points for Nia Roth. 4 points out of Nakia Edom. Also a couple of points apiece for Kara Gervis and Megan Weinstreier. And 1 point for Aaron Minnemeyer, going 1 of 2 at the free throw line, rounding out the scoring for Quincy. A big difference made at the free throw line as Quincy was 8 of 10 from there, Northwest 7 of 11, so just 1 point difference, but the Cats had some opportunities there at the free throw line and were unable to convert. Northwest was 0 of 9 from 3-point range, Quincy 3 of 10. Those three seemed to come in a pretty short span in the first half, so for the most part, neither team really having any success from the outside this afternoon. As a team, Northwest shot 37% overall from the field, while Quincy was 43%, 12 of 28. It all adds up to a 35-27 halftime lead for Quincy over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back with second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now!
Let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel, Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
back in Quincy, Illinois, just about ready for second half action here. Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University in a women's matchup this afternoon. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Taylor Scholl, Bailey Smith, Ariel Easton, Alexandria Blarock, and Shelby Mustaine start off the second half for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats with the basketball, working right to left as the pressure extended by Quincy right out of the gate. Easton on the left side brings it into the corner for Blarock. Now up to Scholl on the wing. Looks in it to Mustaine. Bounce pass into her. Goes through her hands and out of bounds. And it will belong to Quincy. Just the look that Coach Smith wanted them to have on the first possession. Just didn't get the pass completed inside. And now Quincy with their first possession of the second half. Betancourt picked up by Scholl in the center circle. Over to the right side on the wing for Gronewald. Gronewald gets it inside. A couple of dribbles. Spins. Gervis kick out left side. A three on the way from Edom. No good. Rebound Gronewald. Follow off the glass is good for Lauren Gronewald. She has the first points of the second half. First double-digit lead of the game for either team. Quincy holds it 37-27. And now Smith trap gets it to Scholl. Scholl will go on a drive into the lane. Underneath to Mustaine. Shot by Mustaine. Knocked away. And the ball knocked out of bounds off of Mustaine. Block shot for Tori Kuhn. And Quincy will have it.
Two possessions and two looks inside. Northwest has to complete those in there and be able to come up with some points.
Betancourt calls out the offense from the backcourt. Brings it over to the right side of the floor to set up a screen from Kuhn. Out top of the key now on a bounce pass on a backdoor cut. Shot no good by Gronewald. Rebound, though, goes out to Edom. Edom with a jumper from 15. It's good for Nakia Edom. She has six. And it's a 39-27 game. Quincy with the first 4 points of this second half. They have the lead as well. Scholl leaves it out on the wing for Easton. Skip across right side for Smith. The pass is tipped. Goes out of bounds. Both Betancourt and Gronewald got a hand on it. And now Timber Schechinger and Tanya Meyer into the ballgame for Northwest, along with Elizabeth Finn. Ariel Easton will stay on the floor with Bailey Smith. And now Finn runs the point for Northwest Missouri State. Over to the left side on the wing for Smith. Into the corner, Schechinger. Schechinger, skip pass across right side for Easton. Now to the baseline. Smith, shot fake, drive on the baseline. She's trapped there, spins, kicks it out. Easton, right corner three, no good. And the rebound for Kara Gervis for Quincy. Now ahead to Gronewald, and Gronewald has it knocked away at the last second on the fast break by Easton. So an inbound coming for Quincy as Morgan Walker will check in for the Bearcats. The inbound will come on the baseline right. Coming in from Betancourt. Long look. Throws it all the way into the backcourt. Chased down there by Gronewald. She'll work it over to the right side. Betancourt gets the screen. Now to the free throw line. Over to the left side. Baseline jumper for Gervis off the front of the rim. Long rebound to the floor. Players after it. Morgan Walker down there along with Gronewald. Held ball call. Possession arrow will give it to Quincy. 18:05 to play. 39-27. Quincy's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Hawks looking to inbound. Lauren Gronewald will step out on the sideline with Walker in front of her. Still looking, now gets it in. Left wing to Gervis. Gervis brings it top of the key, gets the screen. Open 16-footer is good for Kara Gervis. So they've scored on each of their first three possessions. Northwest with no points so far in the second half. Now trail 41-27. Schechinger between the circles. Over to the right side for Smith. Into the corner, Finn. Brings it back up right wing. This time Walker with it. Couple of dribbles. Leaves it for Finn. Over to the left side in the corner for Smith. Starts a drive. Bump. Gets it out. Schechinger top of the key. Right side for Finn. Tried to go into Meyer. It's knocked away by Gronewald. Meyer goes to the floor after it. Another held ball. And a possession arrow this time giving it to Northwest Missouri State.
One area where Quincy's having success today and what has been a strength of them all season long offensively. It's just getting everyone involved in the offense. And they're doing it again here tonight, actually this afternoon. And that's one of the biggest differences. Northwest just really offense out of two players. And they need to get some things going with some of everybody else out there.
And Schechinger on the inbound pass drives, misses the shot. Rebound inside for Tori Kuhn for Quincy. Out of Betancourt. She drives, leaves it in the left corner for Edom. Brings it out top of the key, Kuhn. Over to the right side. Betancourt, three from the wing. In and out, no good. Rebound, Edom. Followed by Edom, won't go. And a foul call inside against Northwest's Morgan Walker. after the first on Walker. First foul of the second half, and it results in two free throw attempts for Nakia Edom. Edom 3 of 5 at the line this season. She's got 6 points in the game, including a couple in the early part of this second half. First of her two free throws in and out. 17-13 to play, 41-27 the lead for Quincy. Second free throw coming for the sophomore out of Romeoville, Illinois. And the second one is good. So she hit one of the two. And full court pressure now from Quincy University. The inbound pass knocked out of bounds by Kara Gervis. So another inbound coming for Northwest. Schechinger looking to get the pass in. Finn right in front of her takes that pass. Now to Schechinger up the left sideline. Bumped at midcourt. This foul against Lauren Grunewald will be her second. First against Quincy. And an inbound for Northwest now at midcourt. 17:07 to play. Finn gets it into Smith out near midcourt. Now over to Finn on the left side. Finn over to the wing, Walker. Back top of the key. This time Schechinger. Thought about a drive. Cut off. Brings it over to the left wing. Now around to Finn on the right side. Finn to the top of the key with the dribble. Over to the left. Gets it. Pass inside, Meyer. Meyer fouled from behind, taking that entry pass. Tori Kuhn called for her second. Second team foul for Quincy, and an inbound coming for Northwest on the baseline left.
Burkett's having more success here in the second half, getting that entry pass into the lane, and hopefully that'll start paying off for them a little bit more.
Inbound to the left side for Walker, leaves it for Smith on the wing. She brings it top of the key, now over to the right side. Three-pointer on the way from Finn. That one spins out. Northwest continues to struggle from the outside as the rebound comes to Kara Gervis for Quincy University. Over to the left side, Betancourt down to the baseline, Grunewald. Grunewald cut off by Walker as she tried the drive. Kick out pass, now a skip across right side. Gervis takes a three, well short. Walker with a rebound for Northwest. It's a 42-27 game. Quincy with the lead. Finn pushes it up the floor, brings it to the left wing. And now on a backdoor cut, try to go to Smith. She bobbled the pass and leaves it right for Tori Kuhn. Outlet goes to Betancourt. Betancourt now on a backdoor cut to Gervis. Layup no good. Rebound underneath for Timber Schechinger for Northwest. 4 minutes into the second half. It's a 42-27 lead for Quincy University. And for Northwest Missouri State. They've got it on the baseline right. Schechinger on the drive and an offensive foul as she collides with Tori Kuhn on the baseline. Schechinger called for her third foul, team's second foul. Ariel Easton and Shelby Mustaine back into the game. Smith and Meyer to the sideline for Northwest. Finn also comes out as Taylor Scholl checks back into the ball game. 15:49 to go. Northwest Missouri State down by 15. Still looking for their first points of the second half as well. Betancourt with it for Quincy. Now to the left wing for Gervis. Gervis on the drive. Up with the runner and off the glass. Good. Six for Kara Gervis. Four of those six in the early part of the second half. And now Northwest trying to run transition. Scholl overthrows Easton. It goes out of bounds. And we'll go right back to Quincy University.
All right, it's a tough second half offensively for Northwest.
Ashley Ginther checks back in for the Bearcats. Saw a little bit of action in the first half. Quincy will have it. 15-27 to play. Outscored Northwest 9-0 to start this second half. Betancourt with it on the right wing. A crossover on a drive. No look pass out to Edom left wing. Travels with a basketball on the shot fake. That will give it back to Northwest with 15-16 to go. Edom will apply some pressure in the backcourt as Taylor Scholl will take the inbound for Northwest. Brings it across the timeline, right side. Easton with it on the wing. Into the corner for Ginther. Skip passes, tip taken away. Grunewald gets it ahead to Betancourt in transition. Betancourt into the lane. Tried to go to Edom. Scholl gets the steal. She'll try to push it up the other way for Northwest Missouri State. Across the timeline, over to the left side. Dribbles behind her in the back. Now inside to Mustaine. Mustaine kick out left side, Walker to the baseline. Up with the 8-footer. It's off in front of the rim. Betancourt with a rebound at the free throw line for Quincy. Betancourt with a pass ahead to Grunewald. Walker back there defensively. Out to Betancourt right side. She's got it on the wing. Between the circles for Edom. Edom works it over to the left. Grunewald with it on the wing. Guarded by Walker. Now top of the key, Betancourt. A three is on the way. Good. Carly Betancourt with her third three of the game. He's got 11 points, and it's a 47-27 lead for Quincy. Over to the right side, Walker. Now between the circles for Easton. Easton on to the left side, Scholl. Walker on the baseline. Skip across for Easton on the right wing. Now down to the baseline for Ginther. Out to Easton. Top of the key, Scholl. Scholl holding on to it with 8 on the shot clock. Gets a screen from Mustaine. Up with a 15-footer. No good. Rebound tipped underneath. And it's out of bounds off of Northwest. Quincy ball after a timeout. 13:57 to go. 47-27 the lead for Quincy. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, 47-27. Quincy University with a lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Quincy with a basketball. This time running the point. McKee Edom brings it over to the left side. Out near the sideline for Sierra Young. Young with a bounce pass inside to Menemeyer. Menemeyer up with the shot over Mustaine. In and out, no good. Mustaine there for the rebound. Outlet goes to Scholl. Across midcourt on the right side with the dribble. Brings it out top of the key for Easton. Now to left side, Walker into Mustaine. A dribble, a shot up, no good. Got a rebound. Follow won't go, but Mustaine draws a foul. And will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Erin Menemeyer called for her first.
Hopefully Mustaine can go to the line and end a 19-2 run by Quincy, going back to 2:58 left in the first half. Northwest yet to score here in the second half.
Free throw by Mustaine, nothing but net.
And during that run, Matt, 7 different Quincy players have scored. The Bearcats with just one. Timber Seckinger at a bucket with 30 seconds left in the half.
Second free throw too strong for Mustaine. 47-28. Quincy with the lead in the ball as they push it up the floor. On the left side, Beebe out to the top of the key. Webster tries to drive. Now kicks it out right side for Young. To the free throw line, Menemeyer, 15-footer over Mustaine. Rattles out. Mustaine chases down the rebound. Gives it up for Scholl. He's across midcourt, right side, crosses over into the lane. Now went to go with a pass to Walker, who had cut toward the baseline. So the ball sails into the sideline, and Quincy gets it back with 13:05 to go. Across midcourt, here comes Nakia Edom, picked up by Ariel Easton. Between the circles, right, spins, leaves it out for Beebe. Brings it to the right wing with a dribble, top of the key, finds Young. Young on the drive, down toward the paint, cut off, brings it back out. Top of the key three for Webster is good. Monica Webster with her first points of the game, just her third three of the season, and it's a 50-28 lead for the Hawks. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Ginther out top of the key, inside to Mustaine. Mustaine kicks it out to Easton. It's through her hands and out of bounds. And it will go back to Quincy as Timber Schechinger checks back into the Bearcat lineup. Megan Weinstreier checks back in for Quincy. 12:28 to go. Sierra Young, the sophomore out of St. Louis, works it ahead right side for Weinstreier. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Now back over to Young on the left wing with it. Young goes inside. Pass for Webster. Now finds Menemeyer cutting along the baseline. Shot knocked away by Mustaine, but she's called for the foul. And that'll be the third on Shelby Mustaine. Third team foul against Northwest Missouri State. And Erin Menemeyer at the line to shoot two.
Another area that has hurt Northwest this afternoon, turnovers. Cats have committed 15 turnovers, and on the other end of things, Quincy's converted with 15 points off of turnovers.
Shelby Mustaine sent over to the sideline, has a little bit of blood on her arm, and now Tanya Meyer will check in her place. And Minnemeyer set to go to the free throw line for Quincy. 12-14 to play, 50-28 lead for Quincy University. The first of two free throws for Minnemeyer is good. Both of her points have come at the free throw line this afternoon. And she'll get one more attempt from there as well. That one is up and off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Ariel Easton for Northwest Missouri State. 51-28 the lead for Quincy. Taylor Scholl between the circles for Northwest. Over to the left side for Easton. Easton out top of the key, Webster. Onto the left side, Schechinger. Schechinger dribbles up to the wing. Inside to Meyer. Fouled from behind by Minnemeyer. That'll be the second on Minnemeyer. Fourth team foul. So Northwest will inbound baseline left. 11:55 to play.
Quincy, a team that's trying to even out their overall record coming into today's ballgame. But as we mentioned earlier, a team that made it to the second round of the Division II playoffs a year ago.
Top of the key, Walker works it over to the left side, Scholl. Scholl looks inside, knocked away from Meyer, goes out of bounds. It's off of Minnemeyer. So Northwest will inbound. Elizabeth Finn back into the ballgame will take the place of Taylor Scholl. 11:46 to go. Finn inbounds to Easton between the circles. Over to the left side for Finn on the way. Top of the key, Schechinger. Schechinger works it to Walker. Over to the right side, Easton. Easton now to the right. Finn drive along the baseline. Throws a pass right to Annika Webster. Webster gets the outlet to Young. Young throws a pass. It's tipped by Easton. Finn couldn't quite chase it down, and Quincy up with the basketball. Young works it over to the left side. Beebe drive into the paint. Double clutch shot off the glass. Good for Carly Beebe. It's 9 for Beebe. 53-28 the lead for Quincy. Walker on the right side. Goes in to Meyer. Meyer squares in a double team. Tried to go up with a shot. It's knocked away. Goes out of bounds. And an inbound coming for Northwest Missouri State. Baseline right. 1 point through the first 9 minutes of this second half for Northwest as the inbound comes to Schechinger out between the circles. Over to the right side, Easton. Drive to the baseline. Bumped by Minnemeyer. Now double team. Tried to go up with a shot. Blocked by Minnemeyer. And the rebound for Beebe. In transition goes Quincy. Beebe down the left side of the lane. Spins to Young. Left wing three. Nothing but net. Sierra Young with her first points of the afternoon. And it's a 56-28 lead for Quincy. Schechinger tried to get it down low to Finn. And it goes right to Minnemeyer, who will get the outlet to Young left side for Quincy. Quincy with it on the wing. Now to Beebe. Inside it goes to Annika Webster. And as Webster tries to spin it, kick out a pass, she's called for a travel. I'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State as Alexa Schaaf checks in for the Bearcats. Maggie Marnin and Alexandria Blarock also onto the floor. 10:29 to go, 56-28. Quincy University with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Finn across the timeline, right side, gets it to Blarock. Now to the left wing for Easton. Easton out, top of the key. Now to Finn. Schaaf got it to Finn right side. On to the left side for Easton on the wing. Looks inside, gets it to Marnin. Marnin kick out for Schaaf left side. Couple of dribbles into the lane. Schaaf blocked away. She got her own rebound. Schaaf with a follow. Good on the right side. Alexa Schaaf with her first points. It's first field goal of the second half for Northwest with 10 minutes to play in this second half. 56-30 the lead for Quincy University. Between the circles left is Young. Brings it top of the key. Now gets it to the high post for Kuhn. Coon to Young, down the lane, shot blocked away by Marnin, gets the rebound, now the outlet to Easton. Easton ahead on the left side for Blarock, back to Easton on the wing. Looking in at Marnin, she's double-teamed to the top of the key, gets it to Finn, now to the right side, shot. Baseline right for Easton, drive on the baseline, kick out for Finn, now to the wing, shot, brings it top of the key, over to the right side for Blarock. 9 on the shot clock. Blarock into Marnin. Layup on the right. No good for Maggie Marnin. And the rebound inside for Tori Kuhn for Quincy University. Outlet on the right for Webster. Now to the right corner. A 3 on the way for Weinstreier. She knocks it down. Five for her, and it's a 59-30 lead for Quincy.
And going back to the first half, with 2:58 left in the half, Quincy's outscored Northwest now 31-5.
Left side, Finn with it on the wing. Into the lane she goes. Up with a wild shot, no good. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Young on the baseline for Quincy. Young up the floor on the left side. Guarded by Easton, who went for a steal, didn't get it. Now over to the right side, Weinstreier. Down to the baseline right, Beebe. One dribble. Now bounce pass on a backdoor cut. Gets it for Webster. Goes up with a shot, no good. Rebound tapped out left wing. Picked up by Weinstreier for Quincy. She'll try a drive with it. Spins. Kicks a pass down to the left baseline. A shot fake and a drive by Kuhn. Now out to the left wing. A three on the way. No good by Weinstreier. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Kuhn. Kuhn out to the right side for Young. A three on the way. No good. This time Marnin there for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet ahead to Easton on the left side with 8:08 to go. Northwest Missouri State down 59-30. Schopp over the left side for Easton. Easton onto the top of the key for Finn. Finn over to the left, now to Blaurock. Blaurock to Schopp in the right corner. Schopp will bring it up top of the key for Easton. Drive down the lane, up with the runner. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound inside for Torrey Kuhn for Quincy. Pass ahead on the left side, Beebe. Now goes to the free throw line. Kuhn spins, brings it out. Top of the key, Young. Young over to the right side. Gets a bounce pass to Kuhn. Down near the baseline, guarded by Marnin. Now back out to Young. It's Kuhn in the corner. Brings it out top of the key for Beebe. Beebe down the right side of the lane. Over to the right side for Young. Up with a three, and it's good. Sierra Young with a couple of threes in this second half, accounting for all of her scoring today. And it's a 62-30 lead for Quincy University. Northwest Missouri State women with it. 7:10 to play. Top of the key, Schopp. Inside to Marnin. Marnin up with a shot too strong. Rebound Easton. Follow won't go, but a foul will send Easton to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest after a timeout. 7:04 to go. The foul call against Megan Weinstreier. We're going to be back to Quincy University in 2 minutes. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment, including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and veterans affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Ariel Easton hits one of two free throw attempts after the timeout, and then on the other end, Easton knocks the ball away from Quincy, but it goes out of bounds, and now Easton comes out of the lineup as Taylor Scholl checks back in. 62-31, Quincy with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 6:50 to play. The top of the key is Kara Gervis before the Hawks. Gets it out between the circles for Tierra Thomas. Thomas over to the right side to Young. Now out top of the key, Roth. On to the left side, Gervis bumped as she drives with the ball. This foul will go on Allie Blaurock. That'll be the first on Blaurock. Fourth team foul against Northwest. So an inbound coming from the far sideline for Quincy.
Been a tough second half for Northwest, being outscored just here in the second half, 27-4.
Inbound on the left side. Gerbis will leave it out for Young. Young now works it into the left corner. Thomas brings it out to the top of the key for Young. Fakes right. Puts it on the floor once. Now to Gerbis on the wing. Gerbis to the free throw line. Kick out top of the key. Kuhn right back into Gerbis. Shot fake. Shot over Blaurock. Good. Kara Gerbis with 8 points. Six of those eight have come in the second half. 64-31 the lead for Quincy. Scholl over to the right side for Smith. Into the corner, Blaurock. Now to Scholl. Top of the key for Schott. Schott will work it left side for Smith. The end of the corner, Blaurock. Now Blaurock with one dribble. Brings it up to Schott on the wing. To the top of the key. Over to the right side for Smith. Ball through her hands and out of bounds on the far side. Another unforced turnover for Northwest. Gives it back to Quincy as Lauren Gronewald checks back in for the Hawks. 5:50 to play. Sierra Young brings it across midcourt. Over to the right side, gets it on the wing. Gronewald brings it out top of the key. Sierra Thomas with it there. Guarded by Smith, now to the top of the key for Gerbis. On to the right side, Thomas with a long jumper, no good. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Smith, and while she's on the floor, tried to get it to Blaurock, but it's taken away by Gronewald. Now out to Young, top of the key. Young dribbles with it on the right side. One-handed pass into the right corner, gets it for Roth. Roth top of the key, Gervis, a three off the back of the rim, off the front of the rim, and Blaurock with the rebound for Northwest. Gets it out to Scholl as we hit 5:09 to play in this one. Scholl across the timeline. Brings it over to the right side for Smith. Smith out to Scholl. Scholl right corner, Blaurock. Blaurock up to Scholl. And now a timeout for head coach Michael Smith. 4:54 to go, 64-31 the lead for Quincy University. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjonaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
State with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Taylor Scholl looking to inbound, lobs it out to Blaurock between the circles. Left side for Smith. Eight on the shot clock. Smith's pass taken away. Tara Thomas comes up with it for Quincy as she brings it across the timeline to the right side. Out between the circles for Gervis. Over to the right, Grunewald driving the baseline. Shot blocked away by Ginther. Ginther trying to come away with a rebound. Held ball. Possession arrow will give it to Quincy University after a timeout. 4:37 to play, 64-31. The lead for Quincy University. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation,
providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, Sherry Young with a quick bucket out of the timeout. Makes it a 66-31 game. Quincy University with a lead. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. Elizabeth Finn on the left side, drive to the baseline, now into the corner. Trying to get a pass to Taylor Scholl, the ball through her hands and out of bounds. And with 4:13 to go, it will be Quincy basketball. Bearcat women at home for their next game next week. Wednesday evening matchup at Bearcat Arena. On to the left side. Pass goes into the corner, taken by Roth. She brings it out to the wing for Thomas. Now to Gerbis. Top of the key, Grunewald. Over to the right side for Roth. Roth back top of the key. Young puts up a three. It's off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Lauren Grunewald for Quincy. Out near the center circle, Sierra Young works it over to the left side. Gets it for Gerbis. Gerbis out between the circles for Grunewald. Inside for Gerbis. Gerbis will kick it out to Roth. Roth tried to go to Young. She cut away from it, but the ball goes to Thomas. Into the corner, a three on the way from Roth. That too strong, no good. Rebound lost out of bounds by Tierra Thomas. Northwest basketball as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State basketball with 3:10 to go. Ginther at the high post, takes a dribble, gets it out left side. Schopp with a drive on the baseline. Cut off, brings it up to Ginther. High post, 16-footer on the way, no good. Rebound for Young inside for Quincy. Pass goes ahead on the right. Roth behind the defense. Ginther gets back, tries to block the shot, got a piece of it. And then the rebound for Elizabeth Finn for Northwest Missouri State. Finn across the timeline to the top of the key. Spins, brings it over to the left side. Schopp with it on the wing. Schopp out to Finn, now to the right side. Scholl. Scholl inside to Ginther. Double team. Top of the key for Finn. Finn down the lane with it. Into the corner. Blahrock up with a 17-footer. And it's good for Alexandria Blahrock. Blahrock with 3 points in the ball game, 66-33. Quincy's lead with 2:23 to go. Grunewald with it on the left side. Near the sideline. Brings it out top of the key. Garber with the drive. Got the ball knocked away. Grunewald up with it. And hits the 10-footer. Lauren Grunewald with 10 points, and it's a 68-33 game. On to the left side, Finn. Finn with one dribble, brings it to Scholl, top of the key. And then the ball slips out of her hands. Finn able to pick it up. On the left wing, skip across right for Schopp. Schopp, a couple of dribbles, now to Scholl. 8 on the shot clock. Ginther with a 15-footer, and it's good for Ashley Ginther. First points for Ginther this afternoon, 68-35, the lead for Quincy University. Young with it on the right side and a timeout for Quincy, a substitution timeout here. Tanya Meyer will check in for Northwest as well. 1:34 to go, 68-35, the lead for Quincy. Inbound will come from the near sideline. Young with it on the right side, guarded by Scholl. Tries to drive, cut off by Scholl, brings it back out. Now top of the key for Gervis. Jervis with a dribble. Bounce pass inside. It's tipped, but Webster up with it. Now around to the left side. It swings to the corner for Young. She brings it up on the wing. Into Gervis at the high post. Off to the right side. A three from Nia Roth. The air ball picked up underneath by Young. She air balls it. And a shot clock violation will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. Morgan Walker back in for the Bearcats as Taylor Scholl will come to the sideline. 109 to go, 68-35, the lead for Quincy University.
It's been a real tough second half, really for most part, except for the last couple minutes of that first half. Northwest played right with Quincy, but Quincy went on that run there at the end of the half and just kept it rolling through the second half.
Pass inside from Ginther to Meyer, overthrown, picked up by Quincy as we go inside a minute to play. Gervis with it at the top of the key. Over to the right side, Young on the wing. Now top of the key, a drive for Tierra Thomas. Kick out right side. Now back over to the left. Gervis takes it there. Gets it inside. Couple of dribbles for Webster. Tries to force the shot. Draws the foul. Webster will go to the free throw line with 39 seconds to play. Ashley Ginther called for her first. 15 foul against Northwest. And to the line for two is Annika Webster. First one off the back of the rim. Second one coming up for Webster. 69-35. Quincy with the lead over Northwest as Finn brings it across midcourt. Onto the right side for Shaw. Inside Ginther. Ginther with the layup off the glass. Ashley Ginther with 4 points. That's a 69-37 game. Baseline left for Quincy. Comes out to Young between the circles. Now back left, Tierra Thomas with it. 18 seconds to go. Thomas into the left corner for Roth. Roth with a dribble out to the top of the key. Webster back over to the left side. Young. Young down to the baseline. Spins. Gets it out top. Thomas. Five to play. Thomas will go on the drive. Up with the runner. No good, but a foul will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. With 3 seconds to play. A foul on Ginther. That'll be the second on Ashley Ginther. And Thomas to the line for two. First trip to the free throw line for Tierra Thomas this season. And her first one is off the back of the rim. 2nd free throw coming for Thomas. And that one is up and good. 70-37, the lead for Quincy University as Elizabeth Finn will dribble out the clock. And give us our final score, 70-37, Quincy with the win over Northwest Missouri State. We'll take Weolia a timeout before we go to our postgame. We'll be back to Quincy in 1 minute. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, Bearcats with just a 10-point second half. And Quincy scoring 35 in each half to beat Northwest Missouri State this afternoon, 70-37. Used a big run spanning halftime to open up a lead that they would not give back this afternoon. And Northwest Missouri State falls to 3-7 on the year, while Quincy evens their season record at 4-4. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from Quincy, Illinois after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. and from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the Outdoor Riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at maryvillemo.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, Quincy University with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women 70-37 this afternoon. And, John, this is one of those instances where, especially in the first half, Northwest showed some signs where that new offense was going to work. It looked like things were going to start to flow for them, but just didn't happen for them in the second half offensively.
Boy, just tough second half. When you only score 10 points in the second half, and really up into about, what, just under 3 minutes, they only scored 4 points in the second half. You're not going to win many ball games that way. In the first half, both teams really struggled to start the ball game, and you saw Quincy jump out. They had a four-point lead at 1 point. Northwest came back, tied it up, and even had a four-point lead there in the first half. But about 3 minutes left in the half, things really took a turn south for Northwest. Quincy started a run there at the end of that point, continued on early in the second half, and just never looked back in this one.
Final score, 70-37, Quincy with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. Take a timeout and be back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. Support also comes from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville. KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers their buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. daily. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Radio
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Illinois, a 70-37 win for Quincy over Northwest Missouri State's women this afternoon. It is time for our extra effort award. And, John, again, we saw Timber Schechinger back to coming into the game off the bench rather than in the starting role, and she played well in that role today.
That she did, and it really gave the team a boost early in the ballgame when Northwest struggled a little bit offensively, fell behind by four there. She came out on the floor, helped Northwest get out to a bit of a lead there in the first half, and it was Timber with 11 points total, all those coming in at the first half. She pulled down a six rebounds going along with the block shot, and it helped give the team a needed boost there in the first half. Unfortunately, they just couldn't sustain it through the second half.
Our final score, 70-37, Quincy with the win over Northwest Missouri State. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Northwest alumni Vinnie Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. And from City of Maryville, home of Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at JocksNiche.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at NWAV.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
The Bearcat Radio Network. This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, our final this afternoon, 70-37, Quincy with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. Joining us now is Northwest women's coach Michael Smith. Coach, it was a frustrating afternoon, especially after you and I were just talking how we saw some glimpses in the first half, again, of some pretty good basketball. It just didn't carry over into the second half.
Yeah, Matt, I haven't felt quite like this before in my coaching career as far as I even asked him after the game. I said, did I say something at halftime? Did I make somebody mad and not know it? Did I say the wrong thing? Ladies, I'm searching, you know. And my coach, oh, you didn't do anything. Well, then why did you perform the way you performed? Because it had nothing to do with shots not falling and everything. It's just, I mean, we gave up. We absolutely gave up in the second half. It was, I am so glad we're on the road. It's a shame that I hate for our fans to be hearing about it, and I'm sure you tried to milk it for as good as it was, but it wasn't very good. I mean, I was ready for it to get over with. That's why I wouldn't call any timeouts. It was unbelievably embarrassing, and I never saw anything like it last year. Even I told him, I said, this is worse than anything that I saw last year. And I said, here's the thing is, you can pack it up and throw in the towel and do whatever, or we got to try to figure it out, because I said, we're all in this together. I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, we're not winding down the season and have nothing to play for. We're just getting started. But it is awfully, awfully disappointing to play as well as we, and it wasn't just one or two of us. You know, I mean, it was, you know, Ariel Easton goes 1-for-8. She'd been leading our team in rebounding and scoring, and she hadn't done either one the last couple games. And usually people feed off of her. And gosh, I could go on down. It's extremely, extremely disappointing, and it's unfortunate. I don't know that I've ever scored such few points in the second half ever as a head coach. And I'm glad it's over.
And I think what may make it more frustrating, at least I'm assuming here, is the fact that there is a lot of basketball to be played. When you talk about conference, there's been really nothing lost in conference play, but like you said, something has to be turned around to be able to take advantage of an opportunity that's still in front of this team.
Well, it's, you know, confidence-wise right now, there's how can you have any? I don't have any confidence right now. I'm soul-searching myself. I was sitting there talking to my staff during the game. Didn't raise my voice during the game at all. Just said, hey, we got to keep plugging, got to keep plugging. Now, I had a few, you know, wasn't very happy after the game with them. And that's just, that's what I don't understand. It's the first time I've probably been lost at words. I don't know what to say. I felt like we could have played with this team. I felt like we could have beat this team, you know, especially the energy we had first, you know, 16, 18 minutes of the basketball game. They went to that zone. It threw us off a little bit, but, you know, it's just we got some kids. It's easy to throw in a towel. The easy thing right now to do when things get tough is for us to just throw in the towel. And we've got a lot of kids doing that. And we have nobody standing up and fighting. And if we do, it takes more than one because there's got to be five on the floor at all times. So, you know, Buck and I look tonight and we go, gosh, do we have anybody? You know, we have anybody that we solidified starting positions? And I said, I don't know, but I'm tired of searching. I'm tired of, you know, flipping a coin and who's going to start tonight, who's going to give an opportunity to show up, and then just be disappointed. It is a shame. It is a real shame. And I really hope that, you know, this break coming up, we do have two more games before the Christmas break, but I just ask them, I go, you know, what do we do in practice? I mean, people are going to start asking me when I'm on the street, Coach, do you guys work on anything in practice? No, we just come in for 2 hours every day and shoot free throws. You wouldn't know that either. But, I mean, we don't. You know, I'm just trying to crack a little bit of a smile here.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's sad. It really is, Matt. And I appreciate you and John making the trek over. It means a lot. But I wish our fans back home could have had something really positive to hear right now. And Rick, you know, even if we'd have lost, if we'd have played well, I'd have been happy. But, I mean, this was worse than our performance in the second half against Emporia the other night by far.
Well, hopefully a little home cooking might help. I know, you know, getting back home next week, if you're looking for something, hopefully that's something, since you get an opportunity to finally get back to Bearcat Arena after some tough ones on the road.
Well, I hope our kids don't, you know, wouldn't do that to our fans, our faithful fans, you know, as far as Wednesday when we got that non-conference game at home. I hope that they have a little bit more, you know, heart than what was showed tonight, because they just act like they didn't want to be here. Unfortunately, we've got a long drive home, and it's going to be a long drive home.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up to you next week.
All right, buddy.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Our final this afternoon, 70-37, Quincy with the win over the Northwest Missouri State Women. We're back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Bram Denfelt Funeral Home in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is at 660-582-4421 or at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, as we wrap it up after a 70-37 win for Quincy over the Northwest Missouri State women this afternoon, as the Bearcat women fall to 3-7 on the year. Quincy moves to 4-4, and John, we heard about it from Coach. It's one of those points where it's kind of searching for answers. Everybody from top to bottom trying to figure out what needs to be tweaked, changed, figured out, because there's still a lot of opportunity and a lot of basketball to be played this season.
Well, there certainly is, and you got a non-conference game coming up next Wednesday, and then back to the conference schedule with Fort Hays State next Saturday afternoon, and it's going to be an interesting conference race the rest of the way, but they got a lot of things, especially offensively, I think they have to work on now. Hey, granted, this is a good Quincy team, a team that made it to the second round of the Division II tournament last year, and a squad that's played a pretty respectable schedule up to this point, where they've now evened out their record at 4-4, but just really a tough second half for the Northwest women. They're down by 9 at halftime. Had some things in the first half that I think worked their way there, and where they were able to come back and take a little bit of a lead in the first half. But boy, when it went cold there in the second half, they just couldn't get anything going.
Again, our final score this afternoon, 70-37. Our next broadcast along the Bearcat Radio Network comes your way Tuesday evening, as the Bearcat men will be back in action at home. They'll face Iowa Wesleyan at Bearcat Arena. It's a 7 o'clock tip. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with the pregame show before that one on the Bearcat Radio Network on Tuesday evening. My thanks to Brandon Travis back at the station for his help this afternoon. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Quincy, Illinois.